AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
We're going to see technology come into farming. We're going to see different products. We're going to see different commodities. We're going to see medical crops raised. I think we'll see, obviously, autonomous-driven vehicles. We'll see huge farms.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to the Ag Bioscience podcast. Cooperatives, ag retailers, have become critical infrastructure for agriculture for generations. One leader who has pioneered consolidation, innovation, and execution across ag retail joins us today, Kevin Still, CEO of Keystone Cooperative. Kevin, it is a delight to have you on the Ag Bioscience podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Kevin, you are a pioneer by definition. You've been doing this 40 years. You have been a part of this transformation that has become ag retail. Before we jump into Keystone, before we jump into all the things that you do, give us a flyover at the most macro. What is ag retail? What are cooperatives? And what is that place they play in the market today?
When you think about Keystone, we are a cooperative. And so cooperatives were developed back in the 20s because farmers had a hard time buying product. So they would go together and buy their products. And then they also realized they could market their products together too. So they're developed in the 20s. And in fact, Keystone and all the co-ops that came into Keystone will realize a 100-year anniversary in 2027. So as far as an ag retailer, you know, I think we play a key role in helping the success of the farm and also addressing consumers' needs.
Well, and you look at the role of ag retail, cooperatives, cooperative being farmers coming together to do something together. That's the cooperative piece. This ag retail piece, though, you have seen this evolve over time. And you and I were talking before we jumped on here is over the last four decades, what was is really no longer what is. I mean, it's a completely different function, completely different organization. Walk us through some of that evolution that's happened in ag retail. And what are farmers expecting of you that maybe they didn't 40 years ago?
We've seen a lot of change. When I came to Indiana 40 years ago, there were over 60 co-ops in the state. And today, there are really basically three key ones left.
Wow.
So a lot of consolidation, right? And as we've seen that consolidation, obviously, it allows us to uptick our sophistication. And in that sophistication, then, we're always looking for vertical integration. So at the end of the day, we want a bigger piece of the pie for our farmer owners. So if I see anything, those are three keys. Then obviously, technology is starting to drive our business, right?
Look at technology. I mean, this is one, you have incredible leaders across the team that I've had a chance to get to know here over the last couple of years. Technology really becoming a key piece of the product portfolio. I mean, typically you think of ag retailer cooperatives being a consolidated buyer and a consolidated seller. But there's a new role here, almost systems integrator, technology advisor, to give your customers, to give your owners an edge. Talk more about this role of technology in ag retail.
It's becoming more and more important. I would have said 5 to 10 years ago, we were ahead of our farmers. But now as we're seeing a generational change, now we have to stay up with our young farmers. And of course, they want to be communicated with differently. They want to use technology. I think some challenges we have is clean data.
Oh, without
There's
a doubt.
There's a flurry of information coming at them, coming at us. We've got to find a way to clean that data, give them information that can help them on their farm.
Well, I assume your customers and your customers of your customers, right? Food companies, whomever it may be, that really does become a premium. And in current markets where corn may have a 3 and soybeans may have a 10, having differentiation, having the data to create differentiation, really, really important.
It's extremely important. And I think a key part we have there is we have a lot of history. And we can provide that history, which helps produce the right crops in the right places. But then we also have traceability. And I really think that's what the consumer market's looking for, right? They want to see what was applied, where'd it come from, everything that went into that product. And I think that's the real plus that we have. We've started a new division. It's called Elite Ag X. And so it will be everything that differentiates us from just offering products. So variable rate, soil sampling. We have one segment called Sense, Water Sense. It's actually utilizing irrigation, technology and irrigation. We'll have profit per acre. So it's a whole bundle of services that we package that differentiates us, that gives farmer value.
You talk about farmer value. I think context here is important. If I remember right, 25,000-ish farmer customers here across the Midwest. One of the things that I think is so unique to the role that Keystone Cooperative specifically plays is labor. I mean, we often talk in the macro market about the labor challenges that exist really in every segment of the economy, no doubt here in ag bioscience. Talk more about the service that you provide. Clearly products, we've talked a little bit about the products, but one of your products is also service, which is people. Talk about what that is.
Labor has changed, right? And it's continuing to change. We're obviously, the demographics are changing quickly. So we stress a lot of new things, right, as we address labor, work-life balance. But at the same time, technology is going to play a bigger and bigger role. We're going to have to raise the level of that expertise as the roles change. So we do utilize foreign labor. So we use an H-2A program. We bring in South African workers. We use a TN program where we bring in Mexican workers. And we just developed a new group that we bring in. It's called SEED. And it is a group of FFA students that have chosen not to go to college. We surveyed FFA and we found out 60% of the FFA students in Indiana don't go on to further their education. It's an amazing amount.
That's wild.
Surprised us. But those are the kind of people we want working for us. So we started this program. And what it does is over a two-year period, they see all of our company. So they spend time in each division. They spend time in corporate with all the various functions there. And at the end of the 2 years, we hope we can find a match where they're excited and we're excited.
Kevin, we're going to dig into what is Keystone in terms of size, scale. But we're talking labor. I can't help but jump into this. 2,000 employees?
A little over 2,000.
A little over 2,000 employees. When it comes to labor and it comes to filling your ranks, I love these programs, the FFA program, SEED, absolutely brilliant. Are you struggling? Where is that when we look outside of the Indianapolis metro, when you look at some of the rural counties, any difference between metro, urban, rural? What's the current market look like?
I think the market has been extremely tight. Let's face it, the small communities are getting smaller, but we have to find a way that we can find the right person that wants to go home, or, you know, the spouse is from the area. And that's kind of where we win, is we try to match that. But yes, labor is extremely tight. Again, the H-2A program has really helped. The SEED program will help. But one thing will help is technology, as we talked about.
That's
autonomous
right.
Driving machines, right? Just different ways to be more efficient. And I think that will help us have the right labor force.
I love the idea of you taking the problem on as the CEO of a company and not relying on others to try to solve your problem. We'll dig into what the future of Keystone Cooperative looks like and the future of ag retail. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Kevin Still, CEO of the new Keystone Cooperative. Kevin, Keystone now roughly 120 days old, really a combination of a couple different things. The two big ones, Co-Alliance and Series Solutions. No integration is perfect. Been through multiple of them. Give us a temperature check. We're 120 days in. How are things going?
It's been really exciting. And it takes a lot of bold moves, right? On behalf of all the boards involved, the CEOs involved, to make the decision, then get on board and support it. But it's been very supportive. We've had our clunks in the road. We're always going to have that. But I think it's been really positive. We have our biggest challenge coming up this summer. We're going on a new ERP system. So again,
not for the faint of heart.
It isn't. You know the challenges, but I'm really satisfied the way they've come together. I think some of the things that we have found is that we both have really good people. And in that case, 1 + 1 = 3. And as I've talked about, talent's going to drive our business. We had competed in the past. We had a little overlap. So we're starting to see people work together, which is awesome, utilizing assets, utilizing equipment. And through all that, we're going to find the real synergies here.
Well, and the synergy is always part of the calculus when you bring multiple organizations together. It's still feeling good about some of those early synergies, the assumptions that you put into the model, feeling pretty good about those 120 days in?
Feeling really good about it. And quite honestly, we kind of had a 3-year plan to get to those. I think we're really thinking now 2-year plan.
Oh, so, that's great.
And they are material. I mean, that's what really turned the heads of management and the boards was, oh my God, we can't leave that on the table for our shareholders.
You said shareholders, and it makes me so excited because your shareholders are the customers, right? Your shareholders are the farmers who you are serving. And I think that's what's different here than when you see a typical M&A exercise where it's a cap table and a cap table. Your cap table is your customer.
It is. And, you know, I always talk about the beauty of the co-op, right? The beauty of the co-op is we're governed locally. So the 25,000 farmers, they elect representatives to a board that I report to. Management lives locally. Obviously, we invest locally. Our employees are local. And at the end of the day, any profit that's left over that we don't need to retain in the business, we pay back to our farmer shareholders. And I think about that as their return on investment. This past year, we returned $73 million, which our equity is $73 million. So if I can do the math, that's 100% return on investment. So those are the things I think about as far as our farmer owners.
$73 million.
Yes.
It's extraordinary. As you take that out to counties and customers all across the Midwest. You know, Keystone now, we talked more than 2,000 employees. I think you've shared the number publicly, $3 billion-ish in revenue. I think that would make you one of the largest, if not the largest, private employers, certainly here in the state of Indiana. As you think about the future of the organization, you think about all the people who were part of different organizations now coming together. What's the future look like for team members, for customers? How does this manifest itself into something that couldn't have been possible should they have been the organizations that were?
I'm really excited about the future, right? There's a lot of opportunities as we think about synergies. But if I just pick out a few, obviously by bringing together best talent, but also best technology. Technology is not cheap. And it seems to become obsolete fairly quickly. So we want to be nimble. That helps us be nimble. We're not going to stop growing. We're going to still find ways. And I think at the end of the day, it helps us be more efficient. One thing I do pick out is insurance. Insurance is incredibly expensive now for companies in our range. 3 years ago, we started our own captive. So basically, we're on our own insurance company. And we have found that has been a great savings for us. So, you know, there's just different areas that as we look forward, the technology spend's going to go up, whether it's drones, AI, you name it. And being together, that gives us a size and scale.
When I think about your operating picture, the environment in which you operate, your close connection to customer, to farmers, is something that is highly coveted by many. Think about all the folks who are innovating across ag bioscience, whether it's animal health, whether it's ag tech, whether it's in plant science, even on the food side. Undoubtedly, you have a lot of people knocking on your door and Phil Brewer's door and lots of other people in the organization. How do you think about, from an innovation standpoint, really being that connectivity or the conduit between the farmer and innovation? And is that an area of opportunity for future growth for the organization?
We have to play a key role there. You know, we talk about owning the farm gate, but with owning the farm gate, we have to own the vendor relationship too. So with size and scale, one of the things it does bring brings price, maybe terms, maybe product availability, but it's also pilot program. It's also innovation. It's R&D, and we want to play a key role in that. In fact, we look at investment opportunities where we can come in and invest in new innovation. It might be technology. It may be some product. It may be some service. That's going to be key to our success.
And I assume your customers, your farmers, your bosses are saying that's really important because they sorting through at the farm gate, all the myriad of solutions, the thousands of solutions they could possibly choose. They're saying, hey, Kevin, help us out. Help us figure out what this could be.
Yeah, it's going to be really important for them too. And again, with the generational change, we're seeing that. And if we're going to be a valued partner to our farmer, which we have to be, or we're not going to be in business, right? We got to listen to them. We got to help them produce more. And that's all going to come with innovation, R&D, and technology.
I want to run a thesis by you, something that has been on my mind for a while, and you can completely disagree. It's fine. But I look back at the generation or two ago of technology. So background came from software, right? Before I found my way into ag, thank God I did. And thank God for you being a customer back when I was in ag. So thank you. But when I look at that, there was this era of time when we saw point solutions become to be consolidated in platforms. To give you a perfect example, I was with a digital marketing tech company. We got bought by Salesforce. Salesforce became the platform. Then the next evolution of that was you had strategic integrators, people who were able to help companies, big companies, navigate all the pieces and parts. I feel like we're in a similar spot right now in agriculture, specifically as it relates to ag, retail, co-ops, where we've seen the consolidation. We've seen the platforms. I would argue as the seventh largest co-op, you are a platform now within agriculture. Is there a role? Do you see a role for the cooperative system at large to be that systems integrator, to be the one that's taking a little bit of here and a little bit of here and putting them together?
Absolutely. Again, how we're going to win at the farm gate. So we have to figure out who are the right vendors, who has the right technology, right? And who can provide us with what we want on a timely basis? Give us clean data. I mean, we struggle in certain areas that we're continuing to try to clean up, but I sense we're getting there, yeah. Right? And we have to because our farmers are getting more sophisticated.
Well, and as margin compression happens, not just in your business, but in their business, it's existential. You have to do it.
It is. I mean, we have to find a way to bring the value because, like you said, margins, everything, they're getting constricted.
Kevin, with time for maybe one last question. Seventh largest co-op now following the acquisition, incredible position. You've done this. You've been part of the ag retail, the cooperative system now for 4 decades. You've seen the evolution. What's the next 4 decades look like?
I think it's going to be incredible. I think we're going to see technology come into farming. We're going to see different products. We're going to see different commodities. We're going to see medical crops raised. I think we'll see, obviously, autonomous-driven vehicles. We'll see huge farms. When I think about farms, I think Indiana could end up being 20 farms. And we'll see various species. We'll see new species we don't even know of being produced. So I think it's just an exciting future. It's going to change so quickly. In my 40 years, there's been a transition, right? But in my last 5 years, it's been crazy. I mean, the speed of change, and it's only going to get faster, and it's just super exciting.
Well, we look forward to building it with you. He's Kevin Still, CEO of Keystone Cooperative. Kevin, thanks so much for spending time with us on the Ag Bioscience Podcast.
Thanks. I'm honored.
And thank you for tuning into the Ag Bioscience Podcast. As always, you can get the latest ag bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by checking us out online at agrinovusindiana.com. Click on the podcast button. While you're there, don't forget, click on the events button as well. You can find out where we will be on the road. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.